I'm going to give some of you a chance to tell us a little bit about the Jennifer you knew in just a moment. But since I'm pretty well warmed up now, I thought I'd just go first. I'm Joe Salinger, and the burial rites that I just used come from the beautiful liturgy of the Anglican Catholic Church, which made no prediction about today being any different from any other day. We were very conservative that way. But I wasn't always this conservative. Back in high school, when I first met Jennifer and the rest of the talent clan, I tried to be a bit of a rebel. I would buy garish colored socks, and I wouldn't match them. And I would go to school dressed that way. And today, they aren't very garish, but they don't match. And that's just a silly little way I have of remembering Jennifer and those times. Okay, I was a very small town rebel, not much at all. One of the first things that attracted me to Jennifer was the way she kept the people around her off balance. Off balance was something I hadn't experienced in Florence growing up in the 50s and 60s. Around here, people didn't rock the boat. Jennifer, if she couldn't sink it, she was going to turn it over. And I think that that was probably an early coping mechanism for Jennifer to come to grips and to handle something that would trouble her throughout her life. But to us at that time, it was just Jennifer being Jennifer, and we loved her for who and what she was. Jennifer went on to be challenged by all kinds of trials and tribulations in this life, and she suffered enough to test anyone's faith. Faith is something that the apostles tell us a lot about. St. Matthew and St. Luke were taught by Christ himself that you need faith only the size of a grain of mustard seed in order to make all things possible. When I'm troubled, I'll look within myself and I'll find that seed of faith, and that will make all of my vexations just seem insignificant. And I'll look and I'll see faith carrying through in the lives of people around me. We need only the smallest grain of faith working within us to guide us through life. To me, one of the greatest gifts that God gave Jennifer was her incredible artistic ability. Me, I'm lucky if I can color between the lines, but she could draw anything, not just things you and I could see, but things that only she could imagine. With her sparkling wit, okay, incendiary and cynical, but sparkling and incredible wit, she can interpret the world around her and create upon God's creation, and add to the world's beauty with beauty that only she could see. God gave Jennifer such an appreciation for beauty. And beauty isn't just some random accident. In order to perceive the beauty around her, I am certain that Jennifer had that seed of faith. An inherent, abiding faith and the benevolence of the Creator, and the benevolence of the world around her. We need only faith as a grain of mustard seed, and with such faith, all things are possible. The Lord be with you. Let us pray for beauty in the world. O Heavenly Father, who has filled the world with beauty, open, we beseech thee, our eyes to behold thy gracious hand in all thy works, that rejoicing in thy whole creation, we may learn to serve thee with gladness for the sake of him by whom all things were made, thy Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. At this time, before I close with a benediction, I would invite those who are so inclined to take just a moment and tell us about the Jennifer you knew, the daughter, the mother, the sister, the friend.